to the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is...
In this episode, we head to the largest hot air balloon festival in the world. The state has more cows than people. 75% of their roads are unpaved. From the top of Kaplan Volcano, you can see 5 different states. The state has more PhDs per capita than any other. And nearly 50 wineries are located in... New Mexico.
Hi, this is Catherine Lautenbach, Marketing Director at Black Mesa Winery. Black Mesa Winery is in Velarde, New Mexico, so just about 15 minutes north of Española, which would be the bigger city there. Or if you want to go from north to south, we're about 45 minutes south of Taos, that great ski valley. From Albuquerque, it would be a little over 2 hours.
So if anybody wants to take the Breaking Bad tour, then after that, they can head north.
Yeah, we close at 6, but you could probably make it as long as you're efficient with that Breaking Bad tour, for sure.
Is the entire winery located in Velarde?
It is, actually. So they have about 4 acres there on the estate. So we do 6 varietals right on property. We produce all the grapes are crushed on property, fermented, barreled, and bottled, actually. It's one-stop operation for us. It's really convenient.
And the winery was started...
The winery has been there. I mean, they've had that winery there since the mid-90s, but Jerry and Linda, the owners, they took it over in 1999 and have been running it consistently ever since. Yeah, so they're not originally from New Mexico. They're transplants like a lot of us are here in the area. They're originally from Colorado. They moved around quite a bit, Arizona, California, and in Oregon is kind of where they made the decision to move to New Mexico. And then Helinda, his wife, does all the artwork. So she wanted to go to a place that incorporates his interest in making wine and her art ability. So she makes the labels and then he makes the wine. They're a great team and her art's really fun. It draws in a lot of people. Very, very hands-on owners. They should take more time off, but they don't. They just took 2 days and they should be taking more. But yeah, they're hands-on. I speak with them almost daily, more with Jerry than with Linda, you know, because he's basically the general manager. He stepped away from the winemaking process. So now we have a winemaker and an assisted winemaker, and then Jerry manages all of that. So
how big a facility is it?
Well, for winemaking production, we produce about 3,500 cases. We only have 8 employees total. So it's a really nice tight-knit group and everyone knows each other.
What's a normal day for you like?
Well, so I typically do their marketing and then I maintain their website. So 3 days a week I work from home. And then I did that because I actually just started with them last March. And obviously with the pandemic, we're really putting more energy towards online sales. We started this program called the Black Mesa Buzz, and it's a virtual wine tasting. So our winemaker gets involved, and you know, we send you the wines, and so we've gotten this following for this virtual wine tasting. We used to do it once a week, and now it's just once a month, but because people are going out and doing stuff now. So that's typically what I'll do, is do programming for the virtual events, and then, you know, work the tasting room sometimes, you know, make sure our social media is up to date and things like that. But the most fun is kind of putting together these programs that include the virtual tastings and help organize the events as well. So I'm kind of a little bit of everything.
In part 2 of our interview with Catherine from Black Mesa Winery of Velarde, New Mexico, we find out the answer to the question.
We want to keep doing in the future, but we almost want to do more of a custom.
Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzle. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.
Hi, before you go, we have exciting news.
The Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast has teamed with a breakthrough technology
and added a new feature on our website
that's bound to elevate your podcast experience.
Here is where we need your help. Trying to remember something from an episode?
Don't worry.
Search for it, and we will find it for you. Have you ever thought you could just ask questions and chat about the episodes as if you were talking to me?
Well, now you can. That's right. Our episodes are now interactive, and they're waiting to have a conversation with you.
Jump into a chat with our podcast, and let's get the conversation started. Try it out and tell us what you think.
Click on the banner at the top of the website, thebestwinepodcast.com, to try it.